for a common DNS user to do something very wrong. So I think it's very important that the registrars, or actually the DNS providers, help their customers in making it as easy as possible. On the other hand, it's an interesting obligation to the registrars, because what that means is that they would need to keep the private key of the customer. And there are, maybe a lot of customers who especially the early adopters like banks or something like that, who don't really want to give away their private key to somebody else. So around the core protocols, I think there needs to be a lot of infrastructure for letting customers validate their zone before they upload it. Maybe have some security measures at the registry level if you find out that the customer has done something wrong with his zone. And if you go there, it's hard to identify, now, is this an attack or was this just an error by the administrator? So should you remove the DS record from the zone in an emergency measure to recover the customer's DNS, or are you really preventing an attack right now? So and all those things need to be communicated to the registrars, because what they are thinking right now is a hot topic is what new TLDs will come up in next spring. Where can we make the most money? So if you try to introduce something now, which is hard to sell, I would say, it can become interesting. So there are a lot of things besides the very core technical topics that you've been talking about. I haven't been in the other session, to be honest. So I hope that some of this is addressed in the other session.
Thank you very much for this. It's exactly what I wanted to hear. This is the problem that we try to solve. Make DNSSEC as easy or even easier than normal DNS. With all the checks in between that make sure that DNSSEC will not break somewhere for people who don't even know how to spell DNSSEC. So that is our mission there. And we work on that to make easy to use interfaces. We have all these checks that I'm telling of that make sure that, for example, the zone that you are saving will be checked against the NS records in the parent, that the delegation is correct. We're checking, for example, that then the delegation signer is there, and all these kind of checks being in there, making sure that it does not break. I haven't thought really on the solution of an ISP. Managing DNSSEC zone, but the customer itself keeping the private key, but should be relatively easy possible also with our product, with a little bit of tweaking somewhere. We'll look into it. Thank you.
All right. Are there any more questions? No. Yeah. Okay, well, it's fine. 5-1, so it's just about lunchtime, so can we thank the panel?
some topic to talk about and
yes.
have a discussion before they can come to
yes, I think.
It was a good start.
Thanks.